As you relax your body, just let it relax into the creation. Objectify it as one of the objects in the creation. Let the body blend in with all of the other perceptions, such as the sounds outside or the air on your skin. Let it be part of the totality of perceptions. And let all of the perceptions equally exist in your consciousness. In fact, all of them do equally exist. Just allow yourself to relax and see the truth of that. Your breath and whatever thoughts or feelings are in the mind also are part of this creation. And so let the body and mind, the breath, sense organs, all of them relax into the creation. Without rejecting or pushing away any of the sensations that you're having. Just relax and appreciate them all. All of them is part of this wonderful order that we call Ishwa. And as you relax, notice that your presence is not away from any part of your perception. And yet is totally free from your perception. As you relax, just notice the stability of your own presence. The perceptions and sensations are not away from it. But they don't taint you either. They don't taint you or change you. They don't touch you. Though they're not separate or away. What is my nature? The silent, simple presence of myself. The one who is always present. Why is it called Ananda? Why is my nature called Ananda? Be sat, my amness, my being. Is chit, my very being, whose consciousness is chit. And this conscious being is Ananda. Limitless wholeness. Nothing is away from it. It is whole and complete, complete wholeness. Just as I am. This very simple being. Is whole and complete ananda. Ananda is ananta, limitlessness. I am always present, no matter what the thought, what the perception. Nothing is away from me. Mind realizes. This is my soul. There's nothing I can do to harm it. I am completely free, ananda. Changeless, limitless fullness. My very nature, my very self.